From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Pro basketball superstar Kobe Bryant has been charged with sexual assault. A Colorado district attorney made the announcement today, 2 weeks after the Los Angeles Lakers guard was arrested for allegedly assaulting a 19-year-old woman at a Colorado resort. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us now. Tom, what exactly did the DA say?
Michelle, District Attorney Mark Hurlburt said he made a very difficult decision, and that decision was, as you mentioned, to charge Kobe Bryant with one count of sexual assault. It's alleged in the complaint that Bryant caused sexual penetration or intrusion and caused submission of the victim through actual physical force. Several legal experts are saying this is basically rape. This is a Class 3 felony. The penalties, if convicted, are imprisonment, 4 years to life, or there could be probation from 20 years to life. And the DA said this did not come easily. It came only after reviewing all the evidence, testimonial and physical evidence, and reviewing relevant statutes and case law.
Since this announcement was made earlier this evening, I understand Kobe Bryant has released a statement. What did he say?
Yes, he released a statement. Actually, as the DA was speaking on Friday, Kobe Bryant says, "I made the mistake of adultery." And he also says, "Nothing that happened June 30th was against the will of the woman who now falsely accuses me." I should also say that Kobe Bryant's wife also made a statement. She also acknowledged the mistake of adultery by her husband, but she also said he's not a criminal. She said, quote, "I know Kobe better than anyone. The great person you see on the court and in the public is a far greater person off the court."
In the last 2 weeks, there's been a huge media buildup out there in Colorado. Reporters have descended on the area from all over the globe. This would seem to be a decision of a lifetime for this DA to proceed with these charges.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And he has said at times that, you know, this is a career-making decision, why he took a full 2 weeks. Certainly the lag time between the initial arrest on July 4th and Friday's announcement of the filing of charges, that two-week span allowed reporters to, you know, try and dig up all they could on Bryant and on his accuser. The lag time also generated a controversy between the county sheriff, who initially pursued the case and went to a judge to get the arrest warrant and not the district attorney. This upset people in the DA's office. They said the sheriff had acted too quickly, but obviously Friday's charges appear to exonerate the sheriff. The second reason, obviously, for the big media buzz is it's Kobe Bryant. He's a five-time NBA All-Star. He helped the Lakers win three straight titles from 2000 to 2002. Clean-cut guy, one of the most marketable NBA players. There have always been lots of comparisons between Bryant and Michael Jordan. Both have spectacular basketball skills, we should say had with Michael, because he retired, and they both have very appealing personalities. Bryant just signed a new multi-million-dollar endorsement contract with Nike to go with his other multi-million-dollar endorsements.
Tom, just quickly, what happens next?
Next court date is August 6th at 1 p.m. in Colorado. Kobe Bryant will have to show up for that. He'll be advised of the charges against him and advised of his rights, and then the legal process continues.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Michelle.